Okay, we want to have a conversation with you about an area that has a big impact in your life and others' lives, and that is the area of money. And money happens in our life based on the stand that we have about money. And the stand that we have about money has made us right about the stand that we've had about our life. And we could have taken our stand about money when we were in the womb, if mom and dad, when they were pregnant, didn't have enough money and they were concerned about money and how can they afford another baby, and they had all those conversations. But for most of us, our stand about money is taken the very first time that we get involved with money and there's a big upset, where we took some money out of mom's wallet or dad's pants pocket or off their dresser, or we took some candy or something from the drugstore that didn't belong to us. And we either got caught or we didn't get caught. If we got caught, more than likely we were punished and we were humiliated, and in that kind of emotion took our stand about money. If we didn't get caught, we've been guilty. We've been punishing ourselves out of our self-guilt, self-punishment, because we stole something way back when we were little. And money comes to us in our life based on our integrity and based on our self-esteem. The higher our integrity, the higher our self-esteem, the more money we get. But anytime our self-esteem starts to get higher, our mind kicks in and says, oh yeah, but remember when you stole na-na-na when you were 5 years old? And it lowers your self-esteem back down again, because the thought is that you don't deserve to have money, because you're not good enough, because you're guilty, because you stole something along the way. And so then you disappear the money. The thing about when taking money as a child, you had to spend it on things that didn't show up. Because if somebody, you know, if you spent it on something that showed up, somebody would ask you, well, where'd you get it? So you spent it on candy and cigarettes and popcorn and things like that, where it didn't show up, which sets up a pattern of spending money and never having anything to show for it. And you wonder, well, what happened to all my money? Where'd all my money go? And it's gone because you disappeared it so nobody would know that you had it. Do you get uncomfortable letting people know how much money you have or don't have? You know, so it becomes very secretive about money. Also, a lot of us were raised in a religious upbringing that said money is the root of all evil. It's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for the rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, all that religious training and teaching about the evils of money. And we believed it. And if we think money is evil, then we're not going to let money come into our life, of course. So we disappear it. And then we walk around on the one hand being in scarcity and afraid we're not going to have enough. On the other hand, not letting it come in because we don't want any evil in our life. We don't want any negative in our life. So we go along kind of in and out of the money. We get just enough to pay the bills or just enough to survive on, but we never really let ourselves really create a lot of money. So what we're going to share with you today is what we've discovered and what we've been through and have used to turn money around for us. And we've shared it a lot with a lot of other people who've turned money around for them. And a lot of people have doubled and tripled their income once they do what we're going to share with you today. If you go for it 100%, if you do this, it will turn money around for you. Bring it on. Are you committed? Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Where is the money?
Have you seen that movie? I love that movie.
I like a little kid.
Okay, the way to first determine how we're doing with money is to take a look at our integrity. We are only as strong as our weakest link. And our weakest link in terms of money is our integrity. And there were times in our life where we took things that didn't belong to us. We took towels or wash rags or glasses or ashtrays from hotels or motels. We lied about our income on our income tax, took money under the table. We may have taken the money that mom gave us to put in the collection plate and spent it at the drugstore and candy before church or after church. We may have bought or sold illicit drugs. We may have falsified our income on the tax returns. We may have lied about our income so we could qualify for a car loan, or lied about the amount of damage in an insurance claim so we could get more money. We're pretty creative on how we do those things growing up. And some of them are just like little gray areas, you know, like our mind will justify it and make us right about being wrong. But they all add up until they become like this big ball and chain around our leg. And wherever we go, we take it with us. It's built up and built up, and we have a belief about ourselves that we're a thief as part of our evidence why we're not good enough. And so this exercise we're going to do today is designed to help you complete all previous out integrities with money in goods and services, and to get clean and then start squeaky clean so that from now on you have your integrity back and have a commitment to maintain your integrity back. So what we're going to ask you to do is make a list everywhere that you've ever been out of integrity with money, goods, and services, where you cheated, where you lied, where you stole something, where you your mind justified it. You know, going to the movie and going in one movie, and then when it's over, going in the bathroom, coming out and going into another movie for the price of one. Where you lied about your children's age so they could get in cheaper or get on the airplane cheaper. Where anything that you've done like that that was out of integrity. So make a list of all of it. Nobody's going to see your list, so you feel free to write down the truth. Buying or selling sex, buying or selling hot merchandise. You know, man, do I have a deal for you? When you know that
it's wonderful, something I haven't done.
When I did this list as I was writing, all these things that had been going on as a child came out that I didn't even remember that I'd done. So some of them hold more weight than others. If you get one that like has an emotional impact on you, put a check mark by it. Buying alcohol or cigarettes as a minor. Eating the grapes in the store as you walk around before you get to the way-out counter. Or opening a package of cookies and eating them and leaving the wrapper on the shelf while you're shopping. Using someone else's phone for long-distance phone calls. At work, making personal copies or taking pens or paper clips or things from work for personal use. When you're out of integrity at work, you no longer want to go to work. You no longer like your job, and you start creating evidence for why it's not the job for you. And so you can justify leaving because you're out of integrity. Another one is writing a check when you don't have the money in the bank to cover it. Using somebody else's credit card without their permission.
Got a question?
Mm-hmm.
What if you wrote materials for other people to say it was their own? Does that make you technically a thief? Or are they a thief? Or are you
well, if you lied, it made you a liar. Okay, going over your list, what do you notice? That when you look at all of it, and like all your history, it looks like you're really terrible, yeah? Who else?
It goes from extremely petty to one big whopping debt. I have a big, huge debt I still have to pay, but it's most of this is just like nickel and dime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's small stuff, but it adds up. And it's your evidence that shows you why you're not good enough. When your mind kicks in, you start to feel good about yourself and you start to get a high self-esteem. And your mind kicks in and says, oh yeah, but remember when. And so then that lowers your self-esteem again. Because You have all this evidence you've been hauling around forever since you were little. So we designed this exercise to complete this. Previous ad integrity. The first part of the exercise is that you become the judge and the jury. And if you're guilty, write across your page in big letters, guilty as charged. Okay, now when you go to court and the judge says you're guilty as charged, he assesses a fine. So you get to assess yourself a fine for all this previous ad integrity. And the way that you determine your fine is based on how much money you have in your life today. Your fine should be enough money that you feel it when you pay it, but not enough money to take food off the table. See, you've been punishing yourself right along for all this over the years by disappearing your money and not allowing it to come in as abundantly as it could. So this is like the final payment for all this previous ad integrity with money. So based on how much money is in your life today, your fine should be enough money that you feel it when you pay it, but not enough money to take food off the table. So look into your heart and determine how much of a fine you need to pay and write that down.
How much for being a good girl?
Okay. Your fine gets paid as a contribution to an organization or people who are supporting you in your spiritual growth, with the declaration that this contribution completes my previous ad integrity with money, and I promise from now on I will keep my integrity with money. So your fine gets paid as a contribution to an organization or people who are supporting you in your spiritual growth, with the declaration that this contribution completes my previous ad integrity with money, and I promise from now on I will keep my integrity with money. We recommend that you pay your fine within a week, or else your mind will monkey with it. We had a guy on a Sunday night paid his fine to the Livening Project because he had had spiritual growth from the weekend, and he didn't have a religious organization that he was affiliated with, so he got his spiritual growth in the weekend. So he paid a $500 fine on Sunday night to the Livening Project. When he went to work on Monday, he got a phone call from somebody that he had worked for a year and a half earlier that had stiffed him on a commission. And they said, we're putting your commission check in the mail today. It was for $5,000 the very next day. Another man called on Monday after the weekend to say he had just written out his completion fine, addressed the envelope, and finished addressing the envelope when his boss walked in, sat down in his office, and said, oh, by the way, you're getting a $3,000 bonus this year and a 5% increase in your salary. Just as he finished addressing the envelope to pay his fine. So that's how it works. Once you get your integrity back in, it opens the floodgates so that money can come pouring in. So we recommend that you pay your fine within a week. Any questions about it?
Can you make payments?
You can make payments, yes.
Gave myself a chunky fine.
So you make payments then, and you make them periodically, like, and then keep your word about it. So it's a way that you develop your self-esteem again and trust in yourself that you keep your word. So you make payments. Okay, on a fresh sheet of paper, make a list of anyone that you owe money to that you've not kept your word about paying back, but that you intend to pay them back in the future. Anyone that you owe money to, you did not keep your word about paying them back, but yet you still intend to pay them back. If there's anybody like that in your life? Okay, to those people, you write them a letter and you make a new payment agreement. You promise to pay them, you're committed to paying them, but don't promise to pay them more at a time than you can afford to pay, so that you can make sure you keep your word about it with the new payment agreement. And then keep your word so you can develop your trust again in yourself that you keep your word with money.